that, let's go to the Cardio Newsline at 5:37 and visit with Ann Markley with Tessa. Ann, we talked yesterday, and today, here it is. And how are we doing so far with the telethon?
You know, we're doing okay, but we've got a long ways to go still to reach our goal, so keep those calls coming. We have people waiting on the other end of the line to accept those donations, and every dollar does stay here in the community, so please help support our survivors.
Yeah, no question about it. I made my $50 donation about a half an hour ago, and obviously making the case why people in Colorado Springs really do a great job of getting behind things like this, and this has never been more important than now. Tessa of Colorado Springs, which is established in 1977 in response to a need for a resource at the time, when domestic violence was considered a private matter. Now, many years past that, we have Tessa, and what a terrific facility you guys have. As we mentioned, I made my $50 donation, and I don't know if you heard that yet, but every denomination makes a difference, right?
It absolutely does. And Dan, I did hear your donation, so thank you so much for your support. Every dollar helps. Like I said, it does stay here in our community. And $5 can help to get a bus pass for somebody to be able to safely transport around the city. $10 can provide for activities for an evening for a family in our safe house. Up to $1,000 or $500 that can provide for months long of safe housing and supplies, food, everything that a family might need to get in safety.
And it's really a good opportunity for people to get behind something that's good. And Tessa is definitely, definitely good. Any denomination helps. We're going to be taking these donations. And we have lots of volunteers that are standing by the phone right now. So you can call 719-826-4357. That's 719-826-4357. As far as Tessa is concerned here in Colorado Springs, what kind of numbers did we see last year of the people that took advantage of the services with Tessa?
You know, in a typical year, we serve around 15,000 individuals. And in 2020, we served 23,000. In addition,
wow,
our call numbers went from 800 people a month to over 1,200 to 1,300 a month. So the need is growing, which means that the dollars we need to support those individuals is growing as well. And so it's definitely a great time to give because we are continuing to see those numbers go up.
You know, there's a bill going on in the state that will require people facing domestic violence protection orders to report their weapons. That is a step in the right direction, isn't it?
It definitely is.
No question about it. So we need to get the numbers up because I think our goal is, what, $50,000, right?
Our goal is $50,000, so we've got a long ways to go, but you can donate through the night as well on our website at tessacs.org. There's a donate button on the homepage. The call line, the phone line will be open until 7 p.m., so keep those calls coming. And if you scoot in after 7 p.m., definitely visit our website and donate there as well.
Yeah, no question about it. And we also have that link at cardio.com. Ann, it is such a pleasure talking to you. I'm so glad we're teaming up with this, and I hope a lot of people will get those phones ringing. We'll continue to do our part, and hopefully we can reach our goal today.
Thank you so much, Dan. We appreciate the support.